Hello, everybody. Welcome to the first episode of this podcast. My name's Hecko, and I'm interviewing Cooley, which is one of my crew members. Say hi.
Hello.
Anyways, I'm interviewing Cooley today on his favorite video game. So, what's your favorite video game, Cooley?
Ooh, that's a tough choice. I'm a big FPS nerd. I love FPS. That's a tough pick. Because recently they're going to be getting, as of this year, as of currently, they're going to be putting Red Dead Redemption 1 on PC. I really liked that game. When I tried it, I was like, that game is awesome. And I've never, ever wanted to, like, I never thought I would come to PC. So,
You really got a bunch of enthusiasm for that game that's coming to PC. I did try out that game, and it's good. I haven't played enough of it to have a full opinion on it.
Yeah, I ended up playing all the way up to
before John the part died.
Yeah, after he died, I got picked up by Sadie Adler, and I ended up helping her out a bit.
That's Red Dead Redemption 2. Sadie Adler's not in Red Dead Redemption 1.
Is she not? Hold on, wait a minute. The characters are from the first game are in the second game too. The first game is technically the prequel. This wire, I swear. The first one is actually before the second game. It's confusing.
No, it's not. The first one takes place after the second game. But
oh no, it does. It does. The second one's before the first one. The first one's after. So then it was basically wait a minute. Yeah, because that makes sense somehow. And they basically decided they wanted to have events of 2, like what happened after 2, after Arthur was... I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to spoil 2. I'm not like that.
The ending, but... if you want to know, guys.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah, the first one was 2010. The second one was 2018.
Yeah, so 8 years later.
Mm-hmm.
There's also Undead Nightmare.
Mm-hmm. They're also going to be putting that on PC along with it.
Yeah.
Not like this is DLC crap.
Yeah. What do you think about Undead Nightmare?
I haven't tried it yet, but I really would love to try it.
What if they did one for Red Dead Redemption 2?
I would definitely play it. I would definitely play it.
Alright, so I'm going to ask you a few questions about opinions on games, and then we're going to move on to other subjects. This podcast is going to last for like about an hour, and it's only been like 3 minutes. Yeah, so this is my favorite game I'm talking about, which is Five Nights at Freddy's. What's your opinion on that?
I was there since the beginning. In 2014, when it came out, I was like, this is something so different from what I was used to. I'd never seen something like this before. Scary animatronics, I'm thinking... I've been a Chuck E. Cheese. I never seen some stuff like this before. Chuck E. Cheese, but if it was scary.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I grew up around those animatronics. I was the last generation that grew up around those animatronics. And even as a kid, I'm like, what the heck? I need an adult. I was like, I need an adult.
Help me. That was awkward. Okay, sorry about that. Have you seen the FNAF movie?
I have. Very good movie.
It's amazing. I even have it on DVD over here. I'll show you. It's right there.
Sweet!
Sweet, yeah. So, I told you this before the podcast, and some people don't know about it, but today on Instagram, Blumhouse and Universal Pictures posted a first look, technically, a poster for FNAF 2. And it's Toy Freddy tilted to the side behind a curtain, and it has the date of when the movie comes out, and it has the number 2 on it.
Ooh. Pretty cool. I did also hear about that. I think from what Scott had said that there might be a second one, Or they may end up also doing a second one. You know, Scott's kind of a troll. I gotta remember, Scott's kind of a troll. I remember when Scott was kind of doing his old games. He was kind of a troll. He had to mess with people, and I really respect that. He actually lives in the same state, too.
It is official that they're making a second movie, and they're even in the progress of making the third one while making the second one.
Yeah. I think it's gonna kind of, it may end up being like the books. Or the games itself, where it was like, oh, we're totally going to make three. We're not going to make more than that. And then the fourth one came out.
Yeah. So. What's your opinion on Grand Theft Auto?
I really liked Grand Theft Auto as a series. I grew up personally with a little bit later on after 4. I think with 5... I kind of grew up mostly with, because I played it on PS4 originally, years ago.
Yeah, me too, actually. What's your favorite Grand Theft Auto? And then I'll tell you mine if you want to hear it.
I really like San Andreas. I mean, I tried it once. I actually...
Is it good? I tried a definitive edition of that one.
Yeah, it sucked when it came out. The trilogy editions were horrible when they came out. But, to be fair, it's probably gotten better with time, but when they came out, it looked like, and I don't hold back on my personality, I'm honest, that's all I am. I mean, it just looked like, it looked like a drunk toddler literally made the character design. I'm like, what is this? Why is his, like, shoulders up here? I mean, he looks like the freaking Hunchback of Notre Dame. I'm like, what is this? What happened to Ryder?
Yeah, Ryder was supposed to be made to look like Eazy-E, apparently. You know, Eazy-E?
Well, they basically, yeah.
Yeah. Want to know my favorite Grand Theft Auto?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for that. It's Grand Theft Auto 4. And why I like it is just because it's serious, it got a dark story, and the jokes are pretty funny. Nico Bellic is one of the best protagonists, and the missions are fun.
You should especially see the one whenever he goes over to his friend's house. His friend happens to be Jamaican, and his other friend that's there, him. And his other friend and his dialect is so thick through his Jamaican. The Jamaican accent is so thick. Nico was sitting there like,
someone, that guy I asked is calling my mom doing the podcast with you. I don't know what to say about that. I'll tell him. I can interview him. I'm gonna say I'm already interviewing someone right now. Please wait, young sir.
You must wait, squire.
I'm the royal announcer. Can you please wait?
With the sir.
All right.
I shall wait.
Yeah. Duh. What's your opinion on Metal Gear Solid?
I would say Metal Gear Solid is a good series. Haven't played. Oh, which one have I played? I think I played a little bit of what was the one? I saw a friend play it. It was probably Solid. Solid Snake's a character. I should know the name of the game. Let me Google this real quick.
Snake Eater?
Mm-mm. It was 5, I think.
Oh. What the... It was called the Phantom something.
Oh, it was probably called the Phantom.
The Color of the Phantom?
No, Call of the Phantom.
Oh, Call. Or maybe Phantom Opera. I can search it up, too.
I think that's what it was. I forget.
Was it recently, or how many years ago was it?
A couple years back, because I think I remember it. Excuse me. I think it was on the PS4.
The Phantom Pain.
Ovid Sneck. No. That's not how you spell it. No. I can't spell all of a sudden.
There's also another Metal Gear Solid game that's not really called Metal Gear Solid. It's just called Metal Gear Revenge.
I think it may have been The Phantom Pain. It may have been Phantom Pain.
There's something and that was supposed to be put into the Phantom Pain, but it got not put in the game because of it. The reference to it was from this game called PT, and it was like this creepy ghost, black ghost thing that was used to scare people. Back to FNAF. What do you think about Into the Pit? I know you haven't played it, but how do you think it looks?
I think it looks really good.
It looks amazing.
A new concept could definitely be well for the series. They did it with they finally did it with something like
a book.
I mean, 4 didn't even really do it. 4 technically wasn't open world. It was technically more of the same style, but just a different world, different setting.
Yeah.
And they actually did it with Security Breach.
Yeah.
I've always wondered what it would be like to have an open world Five Nights at Freddy's world you can actually run around in. And when I first played it, I'm like, this is kind of cool. I wish we had some shit like this in my state, because I don't think we have that, unless you go up north. If you go up north, they might have it.
I gotta say, for me, for Into the Pit, it looks really amazing. It's the first third-person FNAF game. Well, FNAF World doesn't count, but it's the first third-person FNAF game that's, and it's the first one that's in the arcade style. Yeah, it reminds me of a Nintendo game, like the dialogue and stuff. I think Oswald is a cool character, and the villain, we all know, if you read the book, is a sprayed body. And sprayed body looks amazing. So there's this, we're going to talk about two more things about FNAF, and then we're going to move on to another subject. So there's this new FNAF game that is for the PSVR 2. And, it's going to come out for other VR consoles, like MetaQuest and Oculus. It's called Five Nights at Freddy's Secret of the Mimic, and it's about a character from Security Breach, Ruin.
Ooh. I haven't played Ruin yet. I did end up getting the DLC for it. Yar. Right? Yar. Yeah. We don't talk. I can't say it. I can't say it, but I can mention it. Yar. That's all I can say.
Yar.
But, yar. I went the yo-ho route.
Yeah. It's about the origin stories of the character from Ruin, which is named the Mimic, and the game takes place in 1979.
Oh, probably during the events of more towards the earlier era, because I think it was the 70s, the original one. Fredbear's Family Diner. Hey, camera, see what you're doing there, and I don't like it.
It was the early 80s.
Oh, the 80s. That must have been, I think, either 90s or 80s was during 2.
For the Freddy Fazbear Family Diner.
Family Diner, I think, was the 70s, though. I think the 70s was, like, the original OG. Because Fredbear's Diner was, like, the 70s, and it went into the 80s, then they kind of filed bankruptcy, then they kind of came back into 2 and in the 90s, and then it burnt down, and then it came back in, like, way future. I'm kind of still stuck on the MatPat lore. You know, I never really got over that.
Yeah, okay, so, yeah, moving on. So there's another FNAF, idea that Scott Cawthon thought of when he got interviewed by YouTuber Docco for a FNAF game. And it's pretty much like Into the Pit, like it's based on a book, but it's based on the book called Fetch.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it could be good. How do you think the idea sounds?
Sounds good. I mean,
it could be pretty cool.
It could be a good design. I'd like to see where we're going towards into the future with these new ideas and stuff. Because honest to God, Scott, you did good. You're a troll, anyways, and I respect you for that. But it took you a while to get an open world game out. I respect it though. You finally did do it.
Yeah.
I was like, 4 is totally going to be something different.
Yeah,
I was like, I can wait.
Yeah. Sorry for interrupting there. So I gotta say, what's cool about it to the pit is you can like go anywhere. Like you could go to like a pizzeria, you could go to school, you could go home, and yeah. As an interesting.
Yeah, I've yet. I was gonna see how much is it on Steam right now. How much is it on Steam? I don't need to interrupt you. I'm checking what it is on Steam right now. That's not bad. That's good.
I just googled Steam.
I just googled Steam on Steam.
Go buy it right now.
Into
the pit.
Yeah. Oh. All right.
A reasonable idea price.
Ooh. This is definitely different.
Yeah.
Definitely different.
You can see it's in like I said, it's the first third person FNAF game. Well, besides FNAF World. And
third person? It doesn't say third person in here.
Look at the
apparently it's a point of,
look
it's
at the pictures. Look at the pictures. You can see it looks like it's in third person. And it's an arcade
style. That's not third person. That's not third person. That's pointing. That's pointing. That's point and click.
Point and click.
Point and click. Yes.
Right. Sorry about that. Do you got any other favorite video games?
I would say. What's that again? I'm gonna put my Amazon.
I said Into the Pit is going to be amazing. Now, I've been mentioning that in every video, and I even have a video that I'm editing right now that I say that in. And I give the explanation why I say it. It's in this, I did a live stream on this video game called Coded Exiles, and I said that. Alright.
Sorry, I was expecting a lot. I'm pretty just learning.
Yeah.
I remember Borderlands when I was young. Oh,
yeah,
oh, this made
a movie that did crappy.
I heard. I didn't actually watch it. I was like, ask it, but I'll wait till later.
Yeah, funny story. Funny story. So I was gonna go see that movie, but like, literally when I went like to look at the movie website, it was only in theaters for a week, and then it got pulled out of theaters. Yeah. Joker 2 is also doing bad, but we're not talking about Joker 2. Unless if we talk about the Batman games. Or any other DC games.
I got a good one for you. I had just gotten in to a 2015 game that a lot of console fanboys like to parade around. They call it crap at first. They always hold on to this one. As sort of the, we got your piece of game. We got your piece of gamers.
Series?
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I think you know. Do you know which one?
Arkham Asylum. That one is like in the comic book style.
No, not Arkham Asylum. Arkham Knight.
Arkham Knight.
2015.
Is that the one with the like the final boss is Red Hood or something?
I think so. I haven't beaten it yet.
Is it on the cover? The like Batman is in front of a car flying.
Yeah, it was kind of this one where you kind of the graphics look they look good even for today. To me they look good.
Than the Spider-Man games?
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely graphically
say,
wise.
FNAF is better than the Batman games. I think FNAF is better than any game in my opinion.
I think it's better than at least Spider-Man and Spider-Man 2. Oh god, I'm zooming in and out of existence. I'm testing my camera. So, I played Batman Arkham Knight for the first time.
Shit.
And I was like, this is crazy. The graphics look really good, even for today. I'm like,
whoa,
who would have thought?
That is amazing graphics I've ever seen.
I know, a typical PC gamer of me to say about the graphics, but it also plays really good, too. I mean, I would have figured 2015 it would have looked like, you know, a 2015 game, but it aged well. I think it aged well compared to even Spider-Man and Spider-Man 2. I literally saw Spider-Man 2's graphics, what was going to be on the PS5 Pro, and I'm like, not to turn this into console war, but got to admit this quick. First of all, barely it a difference. Second of all,
the same.
It looks, it's slightly better. It's just slightly better for $700.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I got, like, look, I'm like, I got, oh shit, shit. I'm sorry. I'm into ether now. I got my cards. I got my graphics cards. I got two of them. I'm ready to go. Yeah. I got a new motherboard too.
You're really prepared.
I'm very prepared. I basically decided I wanted to set up a second graphics card for editing and for one for like I got my 70s. I don't want to touch it, right? You don't ever want to touch your computer when it's on. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to mess with your computer, make sure it's off, unplugged, and make sure you're touching metal on your case. Because, like, I've been and done this.
Is it because of the fingerprints, or is it just because
of... No, because you can ask... Because if you're working on carpet like I'm working on, you want to make sure you don't pull up too much static. When you're moving around, you can cause static. Most motherboards... Yeah, you can accidentally potentially kill the board and the motherboard, which means if the motherboard's dead, you have to buy a whole new motherboard. But if you're lucky and you're working on tile, it's still a good idea to make sure you do this as a sort of precautionary thing. Because I've been and done it. I literally killed the motherboard doing this.
Yeah. Oh. Alright, sorry about that. So, for my playthrough for Arkham Knight, I only got to capture, like, a few people. Well, I encountered a few villains, and I played one of the DLCs. I played the DLC where you play as Red Hood and you hunt down Black Mask is the villain. And, the only people I got, I remember, is I got Two-Face. I remember I saw there was this, like, the bat guy with the, you know, with, like, the bat guy who, like, flies around. He, like, looks like a creepy fella.
I think so. Oh, are you talking about Scarecrow?
No, it's like, a guy with, like, he looks like an animal. And it's not a human. It doesn't even look like a human at all. It's like Weasel from Suicide Squad.
I may not know that one.
Should I censor when I say suicide?
No, I didn't. I mean, that's up to you, honestly.
Yeah. I do not want to be like getting trouble.
No, I probably would on YouTube. YouTube's kind of iffy nowadays. With certain stuff.
But sometimes you gotta check what kind of content you're making.
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much
upload like inappropriate stuff, like PP at hole.
Mm. Yeah, because like you basically gotta changed. I remember the days when Leafy was still around. I mean, people didn't care. You just did what you wanted, really. I mean, during Leafy's era, it was different. It was different. You know, you had to be there, definitely, because, I mean, he didn't hold back. He did not hold back.
All right.
I mean, yeah, of course he fell off eventually.
All right.
But, I mean...
I'm going to be talking to you about what's your favorite game for each console. So, name what consoles you got. I don't know, PC is one of them. And
clearly PC is not a console. PC is not a console. I was more of a console guy. Little known fact about me, I was more of a console guy than I was a PC guy starting out. I started out with, back in my day, because I'm kind of an old man, right? I remember the good old days of the early days of the Wii. Oh, dude, you had to get in queue lines.
Yeah, speaking of, I want to show you some. Sorry about that. Speaking of, I got a Nintendo Wii and I showed you this before. It's the slim one where you can put the Nintendo 64 controllers in there.
Wave of nostalgia! The nostalgia! Yeah. Ugh.
The nice Wii title is right there. I love this console. It got some good games. I only got like a few games. Also, this game, the game that came with this console was Wii Sports.
Wii Sports, and I think they had a bundle for back in the day
for like, the Legend of Zelda Crossbow Training.
No, Crossbow Training, and I think they bundled. They bundled that one also with Wii Sports Resort back in the day. If you were there day one, I remember.
Yeah.
I still got the box from it.
There's still
back when Sears was around.
Yeah, I heard when I played Comedy Night, there was some guy that said they were selling Nintendo Wiis when he worked at Kmart in 2007.
Yeah, you had to get in queue lines to get those. Like, you literally had to get in, like, queue lines online to even have a chance of even getting one, if you were lucky.
Yeah, I feel like we should talk about the Wii games that, like, the Nintendo games that Nintendo made that has Wii in the title. But I'll show you the games I have for Nintendo Wii that I have a site here. I got Tiger Woods 2007.
PGA 07.
It's not PGA, it's Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods PGA Tour or something?
Oh, yeah, the name of it. PGA Tour.
Yeah.
I got Monster Trucks Mayhem.
I remember some of them. I don't remember that one, though. I don't think I had that one. I only had, like, a little select game selection.
I got Wii Fit Plus. I got lucky.
I remember that one. We had the little board for it.
Yeah, I do have that board, but, like, literally, like, when I, like, plugged in my Wii recently, we put the batteries in for it, and it wouldn't turn on. And I know what the story is with my Wii. We thought our Wii got destroyed because there was a flood that happened in, like, 2013.
Oh, wow.
And,
Yeah. I was kind of going through some rough stuff, too, in 2013.
The only thing that got destroyed was the footboard and nothing else. Mario and Sonic at the Winter
Olympics. I wanted that one. When I was growing up, I really wanted that one. I never could get it, though. I was looking in, like, the magazines back in the day. I was like, oh, I really want that. You used to go to Toys R Us and you used to get, like, the cheap magazine for this stuff back in the day.
Oh, like the Nintendo Power magazine?
No, I'm not that old.
I would have been like 30 something. Do you mean, like, there's a few things I know what you're talking about. Is it like the Christmas wish list thing?
Yeah, it used to be when you go to Toys R Us, you used to be able to get these, like, big old books. Like, I used to play on my Wii, because the Wii used to be backwards compatible with the... Remember that, Nintendo? Remember you used to do that? Remember, on your Wii, it used to be backwards compatible with your GameCube, and you used to be able to play old games on it. Like, for example, if you wanted to play, like, your GameCube games, you just put it in. Mm-hmm. Because I remember on the Wii, you could play these, like, the older games. Like, so I would, like, put in... I remember when I was first playing the original Mario Galaxy, I put it in, and I saw the little other CD thing, and it was spinning around. I'm like, what is that for? I never could get it. And I figured out later on that was for GameCube games. I'm like, I've never had GameCube games before. I didn't know that at first when I first had my Wii. I was like, what?
All right, so the next game I got here is the case is destroyed, and we tried playing the game. Like, the game, like... Like one
more. I didn't know. I already recognized it. I already recognized the red.
Okay.
Don't show it. I'm gonna guess it. Like that is New Super Mario Bros. Wii.
Yeah. Here it is. It's in the back.
I had that game.
Look. Maybe it was just because.
Yeah, that's how mine ended up. Mine ended up like that too, because I would like either like step on them when I was like a kid. I would like step on them because I was like so in my gaming session. I'd like step on them. I'd hear like a.
Once you did that, that made me think you were playing like Mario Kart.
Yeah, because I played Mario Kart. Dude, I was so lucky. I actually had the Nintendo Wii Wheel.
I got one of those Nintendo Wii things. I don't remember what it was. It wasn't like a zapper or like the crossbow thing.
Wii gun?
It wasn't. Wait, it wasn't. Okay, it wasn't nothing. I thought I had something, but it's really nothing. I had the little, like the thing that has the joystick in it and you can plug it in.
Oh, the pro controller for the Wii back in the day. Oh, yeah. I wanted one of those.
Yeah, okay. So, if you can you please show me the Nintendo Wii games you got? And also, I'll show you this last Nintendo Wii game I have. This game got remastered recently, at least the first one of these, and it's called Epic Mickey.
I have the second one on PC. I have the second one. I just bought it on PC.
Yeah.
I was like, Because I played the first one, I'm like, dude, this is awesome. I've never seen some stuff like this.
Yeah, can you please... I'm listening to what you're saying, but can you please show me your Nintendo Wii games? Because I really love Wii.
Ooh, let me see. I might have a couple. I have one, at least one. No, I have two Wii games, for the games that came from the Wii in my library. Disney's Epic Mickey 2 and...
The ones you have on disc.
Oh, I don't have them on disc.
The physical.
I don't have physical media. That's bad. That's not bad.
It's not really, but like,
yeah. Go on, dig that ditch.
Can you please talk?
No, I'm sorry.
Can you please name those games? One of them was Epic Mickey 2. What was the other one?
Thrillville Off the Rails from the Nintendo Wii.
I don't know what that is. That sounds like one of those carnival games, but
anyways. It was.
It was? How?
Mm-hmm. It basically, dude, you could like make your own coaster. Like you like leveled up, right? You unlocked more areas. You got more coasters. You unlocked, like, you could build your own coasters. Dude, it was like Coaster Tycoon, but better.
That's the end of the podcast, everybody, and thanks for watching.